What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engaging Heaven today. I'm James Levesque. Thanks again for tuning in, making us a part of your day. And hit me up. Gosh, I love seeing the comments, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at James_Levesque. I love being tagged in the Instagram stories. I love all the polls. People are asking what your favorite podcast is. Look, let people know. Subscribe and review on iTunes. Let's jump right in. I think we're calling this one a fear-based society. Fear-based society. It was 76 years ago this year that on January 6, 1941, our president in the United States of America, I realize that so many international people listen, so in America, the president at the time, Franklin Roosevelt, was standing to deliver January 6, 1941, the State of the Union Address. And it would become one of his most famous ever. He went on to say, quote, "At no previous time has an American security been as seriously threatened from without as it is today." And he admitted in this speech that he still hoped for a future that would encompass the, quote, four essential human freedoms, including what President Roosevelt said would be the freedom from fear. And it was a fact because later that year, when Pearl Harbor was attacked by the end of that year, so he gave this speech in January, by the end of that year when Pearl Harbor was attacked, news reports from that time showed that Americans indeed responded with determination and in just a fight resolve than fear. Three quarters of a century later, we are more fearful as a society and as a nation than we've ever been. Facts. Forget the spiritual side for about 3 seconds. There's more Americans fearful of another terrorist attack, of another war, than ever, ever, ever before. It's not even close. Turn to the church. More people are struggling with fear, medications from fear, every day, anti-anxiety meds. And look, there's no condemnation if that's you. God's going to get you out of this. But we have slowly turned, fear is the devil's faith. It's the demonic form of faith. And fear is, when you let fear run rampant in your life, it's like a house. You can burn a house down by a trash can fire. And that's how fear tears people's lives apart. It starts out as a little thought. It starts out as a little fear. Starts out as a little, oh my goodness. And then before you know it, it has dominated you. I see as a pastor more people struggling with fear than I ever have in 20-something years of ministry. It's not even close. Their lives are dominated about it. They have fear of their finances. They have health anxiety. Don't even start it on that. Ever since Google came out, everybody thinks they're a doctor, and WebMD's condemned everybody to death. We're scared. We don't want to go to the doctor. We self-diagnose. We're scared of what people are going to think. Every other day, I've never in all my life had more people overly think conversations than today. Hey, Pastor, I'm sorry, I was just thinking about this conversation. I wasn't. Did I offend you when I said this? Did that hurt your feelings? Oh, man, I was really just reflecting on what happened, and I just think that, I think just what you said, I'm so concerned that other people are not, they're going to misjudge you. Okay, they literally nailed my Savior's hands to a board. I'm good. We've never been in a day where people are so fearful of their future, of their children. And that is the devil's faith. right? That's all he has. If we are believers, are called to live a life of boldness, purity, holiness, faith, walking in the power of God and the gifts of the Spirit, having a peace, right? Come on, man. Jesus said, peace I give to you, not as the world gives, meaning you can't get this from the world, but what I give to you. Peace is a gift that surpasses understanding. Do you have it today? Are you receiving the benefits that have been paid for you? Because if not, I think it's time to get it back. Fear. Man, it's deadly. Oh, picked more people off. Fear. I know people that were in the ministry, powerfully used by God from the pulpit. Their wife ran off on them. They got so scared, thought everything was crumbling down. Yes, they got their marriage intact again. And yes, thank God they rebuilt their family. They'll never be in ministry again because they're scared. Fear has one goal and one goal alone, and it's not even close. After the break, I'm going to tell you what it is. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Rebecca here. We want to thank you for tuning into the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. As always, please subscribe to our daily devotionals. And when you get a moment, leave feedback and let others know how you're being blessed. You can find more information at www.engagingheaven.com.
Fear has one goal. Welcome back, everybody. Fear's number one goal, and it's not even close, is this. It's to hold you back from God's purposes in your life. That is the design of fear. It's to stop you from fulfilling your destiny. Fear. Your past traumatizing you. Not learning to live every day fresh is fear. You know, I really do care what people think. I love people. I just don't care that much. Because ultimately, if you try to please everyone, I said it last week, you're going to please no one. And we have lived in fear of people for so long. We live in prisons to what someone's going to think about us. We live in fear to, you know, we live in fear to the enemy destroying our lives. I mean, it's so ridiculous. And all the while, God had died on a cross, right? He gave you the power to overcome. Jesus lived on this earth, right? Think about it. Walked with 12 disciples, did it, and he still told them, listen, I know you've been with me most of the days. I know you've seen a lot of miracles. That's still not going to be enough. You're going to receive power after the Holy Spirit come upon you. You're going to be my witnesses. Go tarry in Jerusalem and wait for the promise of the Father. The Holy Spirit visits the church on the day of Pentecost, right? Which has very little to do with tongues, although I believe in it 100%. It has a lot more to do with the Holy Spirit living in the hearts of believers now, empowering you because Jesus isn't here anymore. So now he lives in you. So God sets up this plan that Jesus leaves the earth to come live inside of you, right? So literally the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives in us. I mean, that is amazing. The Bible says you're an overcomer. You're more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. I've never seen less getting conquered in my life. So fear has one goal. It's to stop you from fulfilling God's plan in your life. How many missionaries backed out because they were scared to travel or didn't want to leave? How many people stopped right at the point of breakthrough because they were scared? You don't want to lose the business, so you close down. You don't want to trust someone else in a relationship, so you don't get married. So many people have sabotaged their life because of fear. And I'm telling you that today, there's one thing that's going to erase that fear, and it's nothing short of receiving the Father's love today. when you understand your sonship and you understand who you are and whom you belong to, you don't live in fear as much. Bible says perfect love casts out all fear. God is love, friends. And you've got to overcome fear by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. It's going to be an everyday battle at first, but then you're going to overcome it. You're not going to live in prison. You're not going to live in caves. You're going to be powerful, bold as a lion. The righteous are coming forth. And it's so imperative that you and I step into a new season of God's power and his destiny. And look, you're going to overcome fear. I think number one, you have to retrain your thought processes. You know how your brain has grooves like it does? Those are actually footpaths that you create by your thoughts. I don't know if you realize that. And it takes years or, you know, it takes some time, but you can recreate those grooves. So you're going to have to retrain your thought patterns. You're going to have to mentally stay on faith, quote scripture, believe God to see this moment of fear broken off in your life. And, you know, I would face the fears. You face the very thing that you are scared of that's dominating you, you've got to face. Job chapter 3, verse 25, Job said, look, the worst fear I had has come upon me. God chose Job to go through a righteous test. I get it, but I'm also telling you that your fears can create, just like faith can, right? Think of all the manifestations of faith. Fear does the same thing. And so I'm telling you, don't dwell on your worst fear anymore. Start believing God. What's the worst case scenario? Who cares? Like, I got in a plane crash. Most people would be scared to get back on a plane. Well, let's do the logic. What is the worst case scenario? I die and go to heaven? Yes, please. We have to stop giving in to fear of people. What am I talking about? It's a threat already, if you can't tell. It's going to change shortly. These last few days, think about it, man. We're being censored as a people. We're scared to speak up. We don't understand. We're tolerating sin. This is what's going on in America today. And the church is hiding in caves of fear. So 365 days, 365 times the Bible says, fear not. He's with you. You want to overcome fear? Have a revelation that he's with you. And you're coming and you're going, no matter where you are, no matter what planet you're in, God is with you. And if he's with you, he is for you, and he's moving on your behalf. God, today I pray that fear would be broken, that the mindset and the lies of fear in the mighty name of Jesus would be broken. God, we stand in your love, in your peace, in your power. And Lord, I thank you today for breakthrough. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the boldness and the faith rise up. And fear is broken in Jesus' name. Amen. We love you. We'll see you tomorrow.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.